Their ranks swelled by refugees from the fighting with the Japanese in the north of China. The cigarette had not removed the sweet taste of the opium he had smoked last night. It never did. "Come on, Strachan. We'd better face our nemesis." The detective sergeant took off his trilby and smoothed back his brilliantined black hair.
"Nemesis, sir?"
"Greek mythology. The goddess who enacted retribution against those who succumbed to pride."
"Is that how you think of Dr. Fang, sir?"
"It's the only way to think of him. One day, we will all end up on his steel table, a Y-shaped incision carved into our chests."
"Not much to look forward to, sir."
Danilov pushed open the heavy wooden doors of the mortuary. He had told Strachan many times not to call him sir, but the Chinese side of his detective sergeant had found it difficult to obey, deference to one's seniors being ingrained from an early age.
"It's all the fault of Confucius, sir. You should blame him."
"And when did you start brilliantining your hair?"
"It's the latest fashion, sir. All the rage. Alina bought me a small tub of Brill cream."
"So it's my daughter's fault, is it, Strachan?"
"My nemesis, sir."
The spotless interior of the mortuary greeted them. White walls, a polished wooden floor, an unmanned reception desk guarding the entrance to Dr. Fang's inner sanctum, where he devoured the bodies of the dead. A shiver ran down the inspector's spine, wearing hobnailed boots. Danilov hated this place, its pristine cleanliness an affront to the dirt, dust, and decay that was the norm for Shanghai. Outside, everything was chaotic and crazy, whereas here, all was quiet and ordered. The silence of death. The door behind the reception desk opened, and Dr. Fang stood there, beckoning them forward.
"You're late, and I have three more clients to examine before dinner. So many refugees on the streets can't survive the cold weather. Come along, look sharp."
The voice was definitely English. Educated, patrician, arrogant, confident. Beneath the white coat, a red polka-dot bow tie stood out against an elegantly cut green tweed suit and stiff white collar. The pathologist looked at them both over the top of his glasses.
"Danilov, it's you again. I shall have to arrange a bed for you if you spend any more time here."
The voice was warmer now, friendlier.
"On one of the post-mortem tables?"
"Of course not, Detective Sergeant Strachan. Those are reserved for my clients. Why would I waste a table on Inspector Danilov?"
"It was a joke, sir."
"Save the jokes for the mess, Detective Sergeant. This is a morgue, not the music hall."
Dr. Fang closed the door. Six shiny aluminum tables in two rows of three lay in front of them, each with a body-shaped mound covered by a white sheet.
"How's the voice, Strachan?"
"Still the same, Dr. Fang."
The pathologist reached out and lifted Strachan's chin to reveal the Adam's apple, with its prominent red scar in the center.
"I should have made the incision smaller, you know. Not my best work."
4 years ago, Dr. Fang had saved Strachan's life by performing an emergency tracheotomy.
"Excellent news about the voice, though. The depth adds a certain gravitas to your demeanor. Useful in a man of your profession, I should think."
Danilov coughed. "If we could begin the autopsy, Dr. Fang." The pathologist pushed his glasses back up to the non-existent bridge of his nose.
"Of course, Inspector."
He hurried over to the middle table on the top row, picking up his notes from their place on the white sheet.
"Now, let me see. Yes, I remember this. A most interesting case. Brought in last night. But you're not down as the investigating officer, Danilov."
"It's Inspector Sheehan's case, but he's been called away to the volunteers. Short notice."
"More problems with the Japanese?"
Danilov shrugged his shoulders. He didn't know, and he didn't care. Politics was none of his concern. He'd had enough in Russia. He just investigated murders, and there were enough of those in Shanghai to keep any copper busy for years. But unfortunately...